play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Silver Street Girls Basketball. The Streaks and the Moline Maroons. Let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups here this evening.
Now the starting lineups. First for the Maroons, a 5'10 senior, number 20, Hannah Teeley. A 5'11 senior, number 30, Fiona Roars. A 5'10 junior, number 34, Megan Piddington. A 5'10 senior, number 50, Alana Crompton. And a 5'11 senior, number 52, Leticia Billups. Maroons coached by Tracy Santamore. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 junior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'6 junior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'8 junior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a 5'10 senior, number 50, Yvonne Mixon. And a 5'11 senior, number 52, Emily Meinert. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Kennedy Meinert, and Michael Ruxin, Josh Biddle.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Silver Street girls basketball, Streaks in their home white, silver numbers trimmed in black and silver. Moline in their road maroon with white numbers and white trim. Looks like they're wearing, some of them wearing flip-flops, white stripes across the front of the shoes. What are those, Adidas?
Those are LeBrons.
Oh, they're LeBrons. Okay. Huh, interesting. Did not know that. Emily Meinert steps into the center circle for the Streaks at 6 foot, and for Moline, it will be Megan Piddington at 5'11". She's not on the roster for some reason here tonight. Tip one by the Streaks, and Emily Meinert actually comes up with it after the ball got tapped around a little bit. So the Streaks have the basketball. Moline opens in a 2-3 zone. Kelsey Legg to the right side, bounces high post to Yvonne Mixon. Her pass knocked away by Piddington, but Andrea Sampson able to pick it up. Chloe McCarthy now has it between the circles and dribbles right. Picks up, gives to Andrea Sampson out high on the left side. Andrea drives right, top of the key, stops, gives to Chloe on the right wing, back to Andrea, top of the key. Andrea, high post, Emily Meinert, left wing, goes to Kelsey Legg. She'll swing it over to Chloe McCarthy, down on the block, gets it to Yvonne, back out to Chloe. Now Andrea, top of the key, lost a handle on it. Piddington comes away with it.
Good ball movement by the Streaks up until that point. You really want to make that 2-3 zone move, and the Streaks did a good job going side to side, going high to low. Unfortunately, just Andrea just could not hold on to that one at the end. Otherwise, I think she would have had an open jumper in the lane.
Crompton, left baseline, it goes to, who's that? Okay, that's number 30. I don't even have a number 30 down here. Oh, number Fiona Roars, I'm sorry. So they had her 40 on the roster, so Roars with it. And the Streaks come back the other way. Andrea pulls up with a 17-footer right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Piddington for Moline. Streaks will play a man-to-man defense. Fiona Roars, a 5'11 senior. Gives to Atlanta Crompton, top of the key. Out high left side. Billups to Crompton. Now this is Crompton in the paint. Shot blocked by Emily Meyer, but gets called for the foul.
Yeah, they're saying she got some wrist, but it looked pretty clean from up here.
So Letitia Billups will go to the free throw line with two shots. No score. 6:36 to play here in the first quarter.
Roars was number 30 when we played there.
That's what I thought. That's what I had it written down on the scorebook because I wrote it from the last time we played them. First shot is up and good by Crompton. First point of the basketball game. Billups. Billups 52, Crompton number 50. Second shot for Billups is up and good. And a substitution right off the bat. And that'll bring in a number 40. So who is that?
Number 40 last time was Shannon Fowler.
Okay, that's what I have her as. Okay, Shannon Fowler, and she's not on the roster tonight either. What is going on? Right wing, Andrea Sampson fires a three, too strong, and the rebound comes out to the top of the key to Kelsey Legg. Left wing to Chloe McCarthy, back to Kelsey out between the circles, stops, top of the key, fires from on top of the three-point arc, short on the shot, rebound comes to Crompton for Moline.
Who shot that, sorry?
Kelsey was on top of the line.
Okay, thank you.
Now left wing, this is Teeley with it. Drives down the right side of the lane.
That
throws up a wild
dribble.
Runner. Yeah, she had lost the ball, picked it up and dribbled it again, then threw up a wild shot and went up and in. 4-0 Maroons. Teeley with the basket. 5:53 to play here in the first quarter. Chloe McCarthy gives to Andrea Sampson out high right side to Kelsey Legg. Backdoor pass to Chloe down the left side. Shot blocked by Piddington. And Piddington hits it last. It's going to go out on the sideline. Streaks will get it back. Good ball movement again by the Streaks and a nice backdoor pass, but Piddington did a good job closing out and getting the block.
Yeah, the thing is that knowing how tall the bottom line of this 2-3 is you got to, once you catch that ball, you got to get it right up on the rim. Chloe tried to get a little bit better position.
Now Chloe fires an 18-footer from out top of the key, can't hit, and it was Andrea Sampson that ran the ball down. Now it's Kelsey with it in the center circle. Dribbles right, gets to Chloe on the right wing. Back to Kelsey on high right side. She'll fire the three. That's short. And a rebound comes down to Piddington for Moline. Gives way to Teeley. And a Teeley across midcourt left of the center circle. Out high right side to Piddington. Megan Piddington gives to Hannah Teeley. Teeley dribbles left. And
good.
The ball snatched away by Andrea Sampson. Nice defense. Nice help by Andrea that time.
Yeah, real nice shot by Andrea. She saw Teeley was dribbling that a little wide from her body and got her hand in there and was able to jar the ball loose.
Right wing, Andrea Sampson bounces on the right block to Yvonne. Mix it up off the glass and in.
Great pass by Andrea, but almost a better catch by Yvonne because she had to go out and get the ball and then bring it back towards her body.
4-2 Moline, 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. Teeley out top, dribbles right, gives way to Roars. Fiona Roars dribbles left, goes to the top of the key, gives to Teeley. Teeley dribbles to the free throw line, penetrates, throws up a one-handed runner, no good. And the rebound's going to go off. Ooh. Oh, they said off Yvonne last. I thought it got knocked away.
I thought so, too.
First substitutions for the Streaks tonight. Deja Range, Megan Lingefelter replace Chloe McCarthy and Yvonne Mixon with 4:22 to play in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 4-2. Inbound one. I thought it hit the bottom of the glass.
Ball's loose now on the floor.
And no tap. See, we've seen so many games where they call it so quickly, I thought they'd call the jump ball on that one. Now it's Roars down the right side of the lane. Runner off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out and brought down by Megan Lingefelter. Now Kelsey Legg on the run. Down court to Andrea Sampson. Andrea pulls up with a 17-footer right wing. Good. Nice fast break by the Streaks. Good recognition by Andrea to not try to take it in. Pulls up. We're tied at 4 under 4 minutes to play first quarter. This is Teeley on the dribble. The volleyball spike line, dribbles right. Out high right side, now pulls it back out further, gets a pick. Goes to the wing, pick and roll. Inside it goes to Fowler, missed the easy shot, and the rebound bounces around. Finally, it's Crompton that brings it down. Crompton gives to Piddington between the circles. Dribbles left to Roars. Now top of the key, it's Crompton. Being guarded by Deja Rain, she'll pull it back out. Now gives left side to Roars. Roars, top of the key. Left wing to Piddington,
Yeah.
Now they get over the top. Oh, try to get to Piddington, or excuse me, to Crompton. Nice job by Deja Range coming around and fronting and knocking it away.
Yeah, on the catch right there, what I was talking about is Roars caught the ball, dribbled it a couple of dribbles to the right. She picked the ball up using her right foot as the pivot foot, but then she picked her right foot up and tried to use the left foot as the pivot foot, but the officials missed it.
Lauren Campbell in for the Streaks. Also, the freshman Riley Jenkins. Also, Yvonne Mixon back in. As Streaks fall asleep on the inbound, Teeley catches it down on the right side, puts it up and in. 6-4 Moline, 3:12 to play first quarter. Lauren Campbell in, also top of the key, right wing to Riley Jenkins, back to Lauren Campbell. Left wing, Megan Lingefelter. Swing it over to Riley on the left wing. She'll fire the three, airballed it, but the rebound comes down to Megan. And she tried to swing it back over to Riley, but Crompton steps in and gets the steal. Crompton down the left side. It gets knocked away. Good hustle by Yvonne Mixon. Crompton comes back up with it, though. Now Teeley with a three-pointer from the left wing. That's an air ball. And the rebound came down to another one.
Trice, I believe.
Yeah, Trice.
And now we got a technical on somebody.
Brady Trice.
Missed who the technical was on. Yeah, technical. It looks like it's against Yvonne.
Yeah, they called the technical on Yvonne, too. So that's two now on Yvonne. And Crompton will go to the free throw line. This is the most technicals I've ever seen a team get in a season.
I definitely can tell you this is the most technicals I've seen a Streaks team get in a season.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell what happened. The ball went – I almost think that Yvonne was mad at herself and she slammed the ball down and just didn't catch it. But I didn't see what was going on because I was putting it in my book. And so two shots up, but Crompton splits those to make it 7-4. Now Teeley's going to shoot the technicals.
And hits the first.
So a two-point swing so far.
8-4, Moline, 2:44 to play here in the first quarter, and Teeley hits both of them, and then they'll get the basketball as well.
Yeah, and this is where it gets real costly, because there's 3 points on the board right there, and now they have the opportunity to put two or three more on the board.
So a five-point lead for the Maroons now, as Pittington inbounds into the backcourt, it goes to Braylee Trice. Pittington out high on right side. Now Trice started last time we played him instead of Roars. Inside it goes to Crompton.
Oh,
oh
my gosh.
As Deja knocked the ball away, they tried to get it inside to Crompton, and Deja knocked it away, and then going after the loose ball, they called who?
Deja.
They called Deja for a push?
Yeah.
And I thought they were gonna, if anything, I thought they were going to call it on Emily from behind.
Yeah, but. No. Deja was going for the loose ball,
yeah.
Just like Crompton was, and she gets called for a push.
Now Crompton leans in, down on the left block. Missed it, gets her own rebound, though. And now the ball goes to the floor, got knocked away, jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Maroons. Good hustle by Lauren Campbell.
Well, the unfortunate thing there is if you're going to call the ticky-tack things we've seen inside, Crompton just bullied her way through Deja.
Yeah, because Deja was playing good defense.
Right.
She just backed her down, just kept pushing her lower and lower into the block. Pittington inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Billups, left of the free throw line. Drives in the paint. Goes to the right elbow. Now gives to Crompton, top of the key. Crompton bounces back to Billups in the paint. Turns. Shot partially blocked by Emily Miner. Should have been a foul on that one. Then she gets her own rebound. Now Emily blocks it again. I think she had the hand on the back that time. Now if you wanted to call twice there, you could have called, but you didn't. But we'll take it.
Who got the rebound there for the Streets?
Lauren Campbell with the rebound. Deja at the free throw line with it. Her pass gets tipped, but Riley Jenkins comes away. Her shot blocked by Crompton.
I think that was a pass.
I'm not even sure, but now the ball gets knocked away in a jump ball. Emily Miner ties up Trice, and it'll go back to the Streaks with 1:50 to play in the quarter.
I'm pretty sure that was a pass by Riley because it looked like Riley saw Megan cutting under the basket and just fired it into her chest.
I mean, because if it was, it was perfect timing because she got it up there, and Crompton had just got her hand there to block it, and she must have brought it back down to make the pass. Inbound to Andrea Sampson back in. She stepped on the near sideline, so the Streaks turn it over as Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg back in there. Also, Emily Meinerden, 1:48 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 9-4.
Yeah, you don't want to have empty possessions against this team when you're down by five because this is one of those teams that can grind out games and just take possessions, make possessions take a long, long time. This isn't a team that's looking to score super quick. They're fine taking time and getting people on the block.
Crompton drives down left side, shot blocked by Yvonne Mixon, but Crompton gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in. 11-4, back the other way. Andrea Sampson, right wing, stops, fires a three, too strong, rebound. Should have gone, well, Yvonne tried to save it. I thought it had maybe gone off Pittington. I think Yvonne thought she hit it last, so she tried to get it again and stepped out of bounds in the process. So it goes back to the Maroons with 1:21 to play. Moline leading 11-4. Quickly, Deja back in to replace Yvonne. So the Streaks, it was what, 5-4?
Yep.
And now...
It was 4-4.
Or 4, that's right, it was 4-4.
7-0 run right now.
And it was 5 on the free throw by Crompton, and then they hit the 2 on the technical. And now a travel called on Trice as they had her bottled up there, and she had a couple people to pass to, but she was too busy trying to keep the ball away from Emily Minard, so the Streaks get it back on the Moline turnover. Chloe McCarthy back in. Kelsey Legg will bring it across for the Streaks against the 2-3 zone. Andrea Sampson, top of the key. They're really spreading out and pressuring the guards out top. Andrea fires a long three out high right side. Bounces off too short. Rebound brought away by Chloe McCarthy. Emily Minard kept alive. Chloe drives in left side up off the glass. Can't hit. Then Crompton another rebound for Moline.
She's up to 5.
Wow.
But two or three of them have been on her missing her own shot and then getting the rebound right back. So
maybe that's one of the reasons she's averaging the double-double.
Hey, well, if you can stay with it, I suppose it's good. Yeah. But
or
I can't imagine her shooting percentage is very high.
Crompton has it. They'll work for one shot. 25 seconds to play. Now it's Billups out high left side with 23.
The Streaks really have to pressure Billups when she dribbles because she's not very good handling the basketball.
And Deja Range blocked her shot, but Crompton with another rebound leans in up off the glass and in. Kind of an up and under there by Alana Crompton and make it 13-4 Moline. 10 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg with 7. Now with 6. To Andrea Sampson, right wing with 4. To Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Fires a 3. Missed it, and the rebound comes down to Billups. As time runs out, we've played one quarter of basketball. That is Moline 13, Galesburg 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Streaks trail 13-4 after one quarter. Tom Aerdith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons. And, you know, we talked with Evan Massey in the pregame about how we had a poor shooting night up there. You're not looking so good tonight so far.
No, in first quarter, Streaks shoot 2 of 13 from the field. So, you know, you only got 4 points, and that explains it. But the Streaks have got to find another way. And it's tough because this Moline team is tall. So when they pack the 2-3 in, you're going to have to get somebody to shoot it from outside.
Billups traveled in the lane for like 5 seconds and then traveled, missed the shot, got her own rebound, put it back up and in.
Yeah, I don't really understand two parts of that. Number one, she moved like 4 feet without putting the ball on the floor. And number two, she was in the lane almost the entire possession.
Yeah. Deja tried to get it, got it at the high post, and somebody got a hand on it. She tried to get it to Kelsey and bounced it too hard down on the left baseline. Streaks turned it over with 7:25 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 15-4.
Well, they now have 4 turnovers, so they've matched their point total in turnovers.
It's never a good thing.
Nope.
Even when it's a low number like that, it's still not good this early in the game. Crompton with it between the circles. Working against Emily Minard. Top of the key to Teeley and lost the handle. It should go back to the Streaks over and back. Thank you very much. As Teeley just lost that one, it went off the side of her ankle. So the Streaks will have it on the near sideline at midcourt, or actually it's further this way.
That's always the tough one right there, Tom. Not only did you bobble the ball, but when it falls off your foot. It's going to go rolling pretty far.
Andrea Sampson with it. Now Kelsey Legg out high on the right side. Kelsey holding on, looking for some help. Finally gets it to Andrea, and her pass knocked away by Crompton. He's going to try to go inside to Emily Minard down on the block. Crompton came out and knocked that one away.
Crompton's real tall when she gets those arms up. You got to pass figure high and throw the pass low.
Kelsey Legg inbound from the right baseline. And a pass nearly stolen away. Chloe McCarthy able to run it down. Now Kelsey Legg has it. She'll reset the offense for the Streaks. Andrea Sampson. Kelsey now penetrates. Stops 14-footers from straight on. No good. And the rebound's going to go off Crompton last. Good hustle by Yvonne Mixon. And the Streaks will get it back. 6:40 to play first half. Streaks trail 15-4.
Tough enough seeing the game from this when it's down at this end, but when you're taking pictures, it makes it even
worse. Well, that is a little bit tougher. Yeah,
I have to watch it on your cell phone screen.
Oh, and now the Streaks turn it over again as a pass coming from Chloe McCarthy to Andrea Sampson on the left baseline. I think it had a lot of spin. I think Pennington might have got a hand on initially, maybe deflected a little bit, and Andrea couldn't get a hold of it.
Yeah, that's what that's tough, and you see that a lot when you're watching like NFL receivers trying to gather in passes that get tipped, because just that last second change of direction throws you off.
This is Trice with it out between the circles, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, splits the defenders,
right,
and a reach is going to be called on Yvonne. That'll be her third foul.
That's not good for the Streaks long term in this game, is Yvonne having three fouls. One of those coming from that first quarter technical.
Five team fouls.
They gave it to Megan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, Yvonne will take that.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't think Megan was anywhere close to that play, honestly.
Yeah.
Five team fouls on the Streaks, none on Moline called so far. Teeley out high left side, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Andrea Sampson, and Pennington's going to be called for the foul. That's one of those weird ones where Pennington actually had the inside position, but the way the angle the ball came off, Andrea had the better shot at it, and Pennington kind of went up into her. So Megan Pennington, that's the first foul actually on the Maroons. 6:11 to play first half, Streaks trail 15-4. Moline sticks with that 2-3 zone. Megan Lingenfelter with it. Gives to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. Back to Megan out high right side. Swing it over to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Kelsey penetrates, stops, puts it up. Actually, nice pass underneath Emily Miner. Got pushed, no call, but she puts it up and in. First basket for Emily. Nice job by Kelsey drawing the defender and dumping it down to Emily. Now it's Pennington. Mid-post, 10-footer up and good, and she's fouled. That was an interesting call by the official. He said, now he's calling it a hack. He's saying smack on the head, though. He said, it's called against Andrea. I didn't see what happened. I knew there was some contact there. So Pennington puts it up and in and misses the free throw, but Crompton runs down the rebound. Now it's Trice out between the circles. Traveled, no call down the left side to Crompton. Now a travel's called. Missed the first one. I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, I didn't see the second one either. But Crompton now at 7 rebounds, so she's fast on her way to that double-double, 5.7 boards.
17-6, Moline, 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Kelsey Legg with it. Andrea Sampson between the circles. Andrea dribbles right. Stops at the free throw line, 15-footer up and good. Nice move by Andrea. 17-8. Streaks trying to work their way back into this one. Trice on the dribble to the free throw line. Kicks to Crompton out top of the key. She'll penetrate. Kicks back out to Trice on the right baseline. Steps back. Fires a three. That's short. Pennington with a rebound. Puts it high off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out. And the loose ball run down by Andrea Sampson. Andrea on the run. Right side goes in against Trice and got hammered. Nice job by Andrea. The fake pass and went up right into the arm of Trice. So Andrea Sampson goes to the free throw line with two shots with 4:57 to play in the half. Streaks trailing 17-8.
Well, if the Streaks are going to climb back into this one, they got to do a better job of limiting the number of shots on at the other end. Moline just owning the offensive board so far.
So Andrea Sampson at the free throw line. First foul on Trice, just the second team foul on the Maroons.
Andrea, 71% free throw shooter.
Missed that one. As Riley Jenkins and Deja Range come in and replace Emily Miner, 10, Megan Lingenfelter.
Came in 24 of 34 from the stripe.
4:57 to play in the half. Two games left in the regular season after this. Second shot for Andrea is up, and that one is good. She's got five, make it 17-9. Under Streaks. 5 minutes to play.
Oh, I thought they were going to go to the 1-3-1, but nope. I don't know what they're playing right now. Yeah, now they're in the 1-3-1.
Long three-pointer by Teeley, no good. And Yvonne Mixon snags the rebound. That was way behind her. She was able to reach up and snag that one somehow.
The Streaks weren't on the same page at the beginning of that possession on what defense they were in.
Now Deja gets the pass from Andrea Sampson down on the right block. Gets fouled. There were three maroon jerseys there. It goes against Atlanta Crompton. That's her first. So they're going to say it was on the floor before the shot. So the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Kelsey Legg to inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins, right wing, back to Kelsey Legge on the baseline. She'll bring it back out and set for the streaks against the 2-3 zone. Back to Riley on the right side. Now Kelsey has it between the circles. Now comes left. 4:25 to play in the half. High post, free throw line to Yvonne Mixon. Dumps it down to Deja. Range down on the right block. Puts it up and in. Nice high-low there from Yvonne to Deja. And it's 17-11. 4:13 to play in the half. This is Roars on the dribble. Goes to the free throw line. Bounces for Teeley on the right wing. She goes baseline. Cut off.
Trapper.
And
okay.
Yeah, just she dribbled it off her foot again. So Teeley, a nice job by Riley Jenkins. Got there on the baseline to cut her off. And I think she was there with, Kelsey there to help her out. Now Riley has it. Drives baseline. And their pass was off the mark. Deja tries to hustle after it. Can't dove after it. A little bit too far. The ball goes out of bounds, so the Streaks turned it over.
Six turnovers now for the Streaks. And I don't think Teeley's picked up on the fact that the Streaks are in a 1-3-1 yet, because she keeps dribbling right into trap spots against the 1-3-1. Here she did it again. Kelsey didn't come out.
Yeah, that was Roars that time.
Oh, yeah, that is worse. I thought it's a
20. She almost got hit in the head with the inbound pass because she wasn't paying attention. Turned, and there it was right in front of her. Now Teeley, now Roars, right wing, top of the key, Crompton. Dump underneath to Billups in the paint. Turns, puts it up, missed the shot, but gets her own rebound. If it gets knocked away from behind, and a jump ball called as Kelsey goes to the floor, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Well, that matchup wasn't fair.
No, and... Again, the Streaks have got to limit them to one shot. Billups and Crompton keep getting shots up, and then nobody boxes them out, so they're right there to get their own rebounds.
3:26 to play first half. Megan Lingenfelter in, gives to Lauren Campbell, who's also in. She's got it on the left baseline. Lauren's wearing number 54 instead of 34 tonight.
Oh, yeah, she is. I didn't notice that.
Top of the key, Yvonne Mixon to Lauren Campbell. Left wing, fires a three. That's too strong. Megan Lingenfelter with a rebound at the free throw line. Kicks out to Kelsey Legge between the circles. 17-11, Maroons lead. 3:05 to play here in the first half. Kelsey, right wing, picks up. Looking for some help. Now swings it over to Megan out high on the left side. Megan Lingenfelter goes to the wing. Gives to Lauren Campbell. Free throw line, 18-footer from straight on. In and out, no good. And Crompton with another rebound.
You know, I like that, though, from Lauren. She stepped in. She saw nobody was at the free throw line. She stepped in and took that 15-foot jump shot. It's not a bad shot, and realistically, against the 2-3, that's going to be open.
Oh. Now a bad pass, and it went right through the legs of Crompton, and the Streaks have it. Kelsey Legge drives, splits the defenders down the right side, up off the glass, got it, and she's fouled. What a great recognition by Kelsey. She ran right up the backs of the Moline players. They didn't see her coming. She went right between them, laid it up and in.
Teeley.
And who they call Hannah Teeley with a foul. That's her first, so Kelsey Legge with her first basket and a chance at a three-point play.
Kelsey is 65% free throw shooter on the season.
And missed it, so it's a four-point lead for the Maroons with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half.
And Crompton just got her ninth rebound.
Teeley with it out high on the left side for the Maroons. Out near midcourt. Gives to Piddington between the circles. She'll dribble right. Now goes to Crompton, top of the key, right baseline. Teeley fires a quick three. Good. Hannah Teeley with her... third basket, first three, 20-13 Maroons, 2:03 to play in the half.
Well, the Streaks aren't trapping out of the 1-3-1, which kind of makes them susceptible to those jumpers on the wing.
Kelsey Legge missed a three-pointer. Deja Range with a rebound on the weak side. Now it's Lauren Campbell out high left side for three. That one's short. Rebound comes down to Crompton again.
That's 10.
This is Roars on the left wing for the Maroons. Under 2 minutes to play. Crompton, free throw line, kicks out to Piddington down high right side. Right wing, it goes to Teeley down to the right block. This is Billups. Leans in, misses a shot again, gets her own rebound and missed it. But Yvonne Mixon just picked up her fourth foul.
Third.
I'm sorry, I forgot that was the last one was on Megan. Crompton's able, she's got a bigger body on her, so she's just able to go in and kind of almost clear out, and if you make contact, you're getting the worst end of it and bouncing off of her.
Well, but you've got to wait until the shot gets up, and then you got to put your rear end in and root her out of there. I mean, I know realistically Yvonne might not be able to win that strength-wise, but if she's in that position, there's a good chance you're going to get the foul called on Billups if she goes over the top of you.
First free throw up and good for Letitia Billups. Four new streaks in. Deja will stay on the floor. Emily Meinert, Chloe McCarthy, Andrea Sampson, Riley Jenkins check in. 1:34 to play in the half. Streaks trailing 21-13. Now make it 22 as Billups hits both. So from a 4-point lead to a 7-point lead, Streaks like to a 9-point lead. Streaks would like to get much closer before halftime. Emily Meinert at the free throw line, and Billups reached in on her. That'll be the fourth team foul now. That's her first. And the Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Actually, 15 foul now. 1:25 to play in the half. Riley Jenks inbound. Gets it to Deja in the paint. Turns around. Shot blocked by Billups. And Teeley comes away with it. Teeley knocked away from behind by Riley Jenkins. Ball goes to the floor. And hustling after it, Andrea Sampson after Emily Miner dove after it as well. Great hustle by Riley Jenkins.
Eight turnovers now for the Maroons. So if there's one thing the Streaks are doing is they're inducing a lot of turnovers for the Maroons. They just got to make something happen off of them.
Minute to play in the quarter. Nice look from Riley Jenkins. And Chloe McCarthy couldn't hit the bunny. Billups with the rebound. Now it's Trice with it with 54 seconds to play. Piddington left wing. Gets to Trice out high on the left side. Down on the block to Crompton in the paint and just ran over. That's got to be a charge. Whoa, well, nope, they guess they called the travel first. She did do both, but I thought she kind of leaned in, almost pushed Emily off with the ball.
Yeah, she lowered the shoulder into Emily when she turned that corner and saw her standing there.
But they called the travel anyway, so the Streaks get it on another Moline turnover with 45 seconds to play.
Streaks would really like to cut this lead down before half. If you could get down to 5 or 6, you'd feel a lot more confident.
Chloe McCarthy gives to Andrea Sampson out high on the left side. Back to Chloe between the circles. Dribbles right to the free throw line. Kicks over to Andrea left wing. She'll fire the three. Short. And the rebound comes down to Crompton. Down court, Teeley all alone. Runs it down. Lays it up. Missed it. Chloe McCarthy got back there and bothered her enough on it. And Riley Jenkins for the rebound. 17 to play. Riley with it. Gives to Chloe. Top of the key out high right side. It's Andrea to Riley in the center circle with 11 to play. Streaks will work for one now. Now with 9. Now with 7. Riley got fouled there by Trice. No call. Now it's Chloe with 3 seconds to play. Swing it to Andrea right wing. She'll fire the three. Got it at the buzzer. It is good. She had to lean in up and under the defense and put it up and in at the buzzer. Well, that's a good way to go into the half with a little momentum there. We're at halftime. It is the Moline Maroons 22, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 16. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats as well. Streaks trail 22-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons 22-16. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along for Silver Streak girls basketball tonight here on WGIL. One of the three final regular season games. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Well, the Galesburg sophomores got a win here tonight. They came back from 9 down in the fourth quarter to defeat Moline. 53-50 was the final score in that one. Our upcoming schedule looks like this. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night as they will play host to the United Township Panthers here at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheesman will have that action for you. That'll get underway around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then coming up Saturday, the girls actually have the day off. The boys will be back in action. They will play host to St. Charles East here at John Thiel Gym. 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then the Illinois Fighting Illini will battle the Ohio State Buckeyes. They'll be in Columbus for that one. So I don't know, the Illini play the way they have been, I wouldn't count on a win there. But
no.
But I would say if they keep playing the way they have and they get the Wisconsin Badgers at home, I think they would have a chance at that one.
Yeah, but, no, I don't think that they have much of a chance up in Columbus, but it would be good to see what kind of confidence they're able to pull out of the last two, especially that route of a win against Rutgers. But, you know, if a couple of the shooters get going, maybe you're at least in it at the end. I mean, the Illini really haven't gotten blown out in any of their games as it is. Most of the games have been fairly close, all things considered.
So that'll be Sunday. It's a 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock tip coming up Sunday afternoon. Then Monday, we get to make a nice little trip down south. We'll head to Jacksonville, Illinois. The girls will take on the Jacksonville Crimsons. And actually, that's going to be a new one for us because the last couple of times we've been down there and we played Jacksonville was at a shootout, and that was at Illinois College. This will actually be at Jacksonville High School. And that's what I think is, if I remember right, set up. It's kind of a bowl set up similar to like Bush or Prairie City and Lewistown. So we will be at Jacksonville Monday night, 6:06 pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip. And then we'll wrap up the regular season on Thursday, a week from tonight, as we play host to the Quincy Blue Devils. It'll be senior night next Thursday night as well. As we mentioned, the seeding came out. Streaks got the number 5 seed in their regional. Let's see, the number 1 seed was, as expected, the
Richwoods.
Richwoods Knights. And they will likely be playing in Peoria at Notre Dame. The 2 seed is Dunlap. The only surprise there to me was I think Geneseo had the better record, but I think everybody saw the schedule Geneseo played compared to what Dunlap played. big difference there. Anyway, the Streaks
who,
of 5 seed.
Who was
seed.
The 3 seed? Because Geneseo was the 4 seed.
Who was the 3? I don't remember. Let me pull it up here.
One conference score to report. Rocky up 38-10 at half against Allman. I haven't gotten an update on the Quincy UT game. They're down at Quincy.
Let's see. Pull it up here. Okay. The number 3 was Canton, which
That's
is
right.
the, likely who the Streaks will play in the first round, and that would be down at Macomb.
Rematch.
So, yeah. So, Richwoods 1, Dunlap 2. Canton 3, Geneseo the 4 seed, Galesburg the 5 seed, Notre Dame the 6 seed, Manuel the 7, Quincy Notre Dame the 8, Macomb 9, Limestone 10, East Peoria 11. And we'll find out for sure who we're playing. They'll release those pairings tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
And just as a reminder, when they went back to super sectional seeding, they only protect the top 4 seeds.
Right.
Those are the only 4 that'll get traditional setting. Otherwise, it depends on who's hosting and that kind of thing. And that's why Coach Massey feels, and I kind of agree with him, that even though we're the 5 seed and we would normally probably play Peoria, Notre Dame, or Geneseo, we're probably going to end up playing Canton because we're going to go to Macomb.
Yep. All right. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks trail 22-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear skies put a night low down around zero, wind chill readings of 13 below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high of 23, wind chill of 13 below, and tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 17. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 13 degrees.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith there. Gibson halftime. The Streaks trail the Moline Maroons 22-16. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Andrea Sampson, 8 points, a couple of twos, a three, and one for two from the line. Nobody else with more than 2 points. Emily Miner to basket, Yvonne Mixon a basket, Kelsey Lega basket, Deja Ranger basket. Streaks 1 for 3 from the line, 1 3-pointer. The Maroons balanced attack, 9 points for Hannah Teeley, a three, a couple of twos, and two free throws, 6 for Letitia Billups, 5 for Alana Crompton, and 2 for Megan Piddington.
9 turnovers for Moline, only 6 for the Streaks, so the Streaks doing a good job handling the ball there. Specifically, well, I guess they had 3 each quarter. It felt like they did a little bit better job in the second. 24-14, Moline has the edge in the boards, including 12-8 on the offensive end. Moline 7 of 25 from the field, 1 of 5 from distance. Streaks are just 7 of 26, 1 of 11 from distance. So outside of the free throws, in which what is Moline 7 of 9, this game's pretty even.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Moline with the basketball to start the second half. Leading 22-16. Streaks come out the same way. Actually, they don't come out the same way they started the game. Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon, Emily Meinert, Riley Jenkins, and Megan Lingefelter. Streaks come out of the 1-3-1 zone.
Well, interestingly enough, Kelsey Legg ran to the locker room right before the quarter started.
This is Roars, top of the key to Piddington. Back to Roars out on the right wing. Right baseline, it goes to Teeley. To Crompton baseline, gets behind the defense, puts it up. Got her own rebound and put it back up and in again. 7 for Crompton now, and double figures in rebounds.
12.
So Riley Jenkins, Megan Lingefelter in there starting the second half for the Streaks. This is Megan with it, left wing. Andrea Sampson fires a three. Good! So Andrea with a couple of threes in a row ended the first half with 124-19. Play 3 for 2 here. That'll catch us up. 7:13 to play here in the third quarter. Right baseline, Teeley fires a three. That's no good. Rebound. Oh, Piddington went over the back of Yvonne Mixon. No call, but Riley Jenkins comes away. Then gets knocked to the floor and no call. Are you kidding me? Wow. Fortunately for the Streaks, Megan Lingefelter comes up with it. Man. Andrea right wing with it. Backs it out now. Gives to Riley Jenkins, left of the center circle.
Now they're playing like a 1-2-2 or a 3-2, essentially. They've got the player up on the top.
Now Andrea for three from up top. Good. Wow, just drilled that one. And the Streaks trail by 2, 24-22, 6:38 to play third quarter. Crompton with it. I'll let him sag out top there and let Andrea have that shot all night. This is Roars. Rather, Teeley, a long three-pointer in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Megan Lingefelter. She's out there near the volleyball spike line.
Coach Santamore can't be happy with that shot with the Streaks having just hit 2 straight threes that Teeley's going to tee off from that far back.
Megan Lingefelter misses the three from the left baseline. Billups with the rebound gives way to Crompton. 6:07 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks trailing 24-22. This is Teeley on high left side, out high right side to Roars. Roars. Right elbow to Crompton, right baseline to Teeley. Fires another three. Got that one. That's her second of the ball game. She's got 12.
Two of seven from downtown.
27-22 Maroons. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter to Riley Jenkins between the circles. High post, it's Yvonne Mixon. Dumped it down.
Oh, timeout.
Timeout called. Now he's got, his coach wanted to get Kelsey Legg back in. So 30-second timeout called by Coach Evan Massey. 5:41 to play here in the third quarter. Streets trail 27-22. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, and we'll be driving in a nice Nissan coming up on Monday night. Galesburg Nissan, now the home of the lifetime warranty. They're pro-certified lifetime warranty. Unlimited time, unlimited miles, no cost to you. That's right. Any vehicle 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles, yep, you get that lifetime warranty. Doesn't cost you a penny. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Home of the lifetime warranty. Kelsey Legg will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And still looking, trying to get it in. We're going to get a five
get
call.
Get it in.
Yep, now the... he didn't blow the whistle until after the pass got blocked.
Yeah.
She tried to throw it in, so I'm not sure how you get a five on that. She had let the ball go and the pass got blocked, then she blew the whistle. Or he blew the whistle. I don't know.
Yeah, that pass had already been blocked by the time he blew that whistle.
I mean, probably was a legitimate five, but by the time he blew the whistle, that made no sense. Teeley, right baseline, gives to Billups. Now it's Crompton mid-post, kicks out tab of the key to Pittington. Now left side is Roars. Roars, stops, gives to Crompton in the paint. Kicks out to Billups, right wing, drives baseline, cut off by Emily Miner. Now kicks back out to Teeley on the baseline. Dumps it back to Crompton. Crompton leans
Billups.
In, puts up a 10-footer, Billups, and the Crompton pulls down another rebound. Crompton dives down the right side, lost it off the side of Emily Miner. Billups comes away with it, missed the shot. Now the rebound's going to go off Pittington last. The Streaks will bring it back the other way. I think part of it, the Streaks need to stop trying to block Billups' shot. Just let her put it up because she's not a good shooter and just turn and block her out.
No, just put a hand in her face.
Yeah.
She's one of eight from the field.
Yeah.
Or one of nine from the field. One of nine from the field. She's 4-4 from the free throw line, though. Don't get her there.
Right. Yvonne Mixon, free throw line, kicks out to Megan Lingenfelter, left wing for three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler into the ballgame for Moline. And for Billups, 27-22, the Maroon lead, 4:44 to play here in the third quarter. Trice back in as well. She's got it between the circles, dribbles left, Streaks back into man-to-man now. Crompton with it. Backs down, left side, leans in, and now a push is going to be called on Emily Miner. Oh, they're going to give her two shots? Are you kidding me?
That was well before the shot.
That was on the floor. Wow. She hadn't even come close to putting up that shot, and when the push happened, wow. So Emily, with her second foul, that Crompton should not be at the free throw line, but she is, misses the first.
Crompton now one of three from the stripe. Into the game, Deja and Lauren Campbell. Out of the game, Yvonne and Megan Lingenfelter.
4:32 to play in the third quarter. Streets trail 27-22. Crompton's second shot missed. Oh, no, that one hit the back iron kind of solid, then dropped through. 28-22. Streaks had cut it to 24-22. Now down by six. Lauren Campbell, left wing, gives to Andrea Sampson between the circles. Out high right side, it's Kelsey Legg. Backdoor pass, Lauren Campbell brings it down, puts it up, missed it. Gets her own rebound, kicks out to Emily Miner. Emily, top of the key to Andrea. Andrea dribbles left. Nice look underneath to Deja, but it got knocked away from behind. Should have been a foul. Now, oh, come on. Now a push is going to be called on. Is it Andrea or Deja? On Andrea.
Well,
Deja
I agree
got
with
push from behind, I think.
Right.
On the,
it looked like Pennington was right behind Deja and then swiped down over her shoulder to knock that ball away.
That's two on Andrea Sampson. Two team fouls on the Streaks here in the second half. 4:07 to play in the third. Streaks trailing 28-22.
My only issue with that last play is Andrea shooting the ball so well. This should be streak. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
got
guess
knocked
I couldn't
away.
See
yeah,
it.
I couldn't tell. I thought maybe.
But with how well Andrea has been shooting the ball, you don't really want her passing up a shot in the lane. I know she thought Deja probably had a better look, but you've got to kind of ride the hot hand.
Trice on the dribble. Top of the key, tries into the paint, and it's knocked away and stolen by Emily Miner. Good hands by Emily. Kelsey Legg with it now. 3:47 to play in the quarter. Streets trail 28-22. Left wing, Andrea Sampson penetrates baseline, puts up the runner, rolls off, no good. Rebound, Emily Miner, traveled, no call. Missed the shot, and Deja Range saves the rebound and off of goes off Roars. Good heads-up play by Deja, threw it off Roars, and the Streets will get it back. With 3:34 to play in the quarter, Yvonne Mixon will check back in, and she'll replace Emily Miner. Kelsey legged inbound from the left baseline. In it comes Andrea, left wing for three, short. Rebound, kept alive by Andrea, and then Yvonne gets fouled from behind. Piddington, I think, it was Roars that reached in on her.
That breaks a streak of three straight threes hit by Andrea, going back to that last second one.
First team foul in the half on Moline, first foul on Fiona Roars. 3.5 to play, third quarter, Streaks trail 28-22. Kelsey Legg on the dribble between the circles, brings it out high right side.
She tried to get to see the defender standing there.
Yeah, tried to get it to Andrea, but it got knocked away. Now, see, there was, and it's what I don't like about that, it wasn't a good pass, but Trice had to go through Andrea and foul her to get to that ball, and there was no more contact than there was on the layup when Andrea got called for the foul down here, which, I would say that's a foul too, but you should have called it on the steal. That's three on Andrea now as Braylee Trice goes to the free throw line with two shots. Made the first. 3:17 to play as Megan Lingenfelter checks in. She'll replace Andrea Sands, which is unfortunate. Like we said, she had the hot hand.
Well, and she scored most of the points. She's got 11 of her 22, so she's got half of her points.
Braylee Trice, second shot up, missed that one, and the rebound, Crompton, turn around, up off the glass and in. Yep, went up over the top of Deja and made some contact, but she puts it up and in. Well, that's part of the reason that she averages double figures in rebounds. Lauren Campbell dribbles left and traveled. They didn't call it, and now gave it to Kelsey Legg, right wing. Tried to get to Deja on the block, and Crompton gets there and steals it away. She kind of stuck around from behind Deja, tipped it up, and grabbed it.
Well, the Streaks have got to see where the defenders are coming from, because that's the second straight possession where they've thrown it right to a defender coming and cutting through.
So from a two-point lead back to a nine-point lead for the Maroons with 2:41 to play in the quarter, leading 31-22. Trice gives to Piddington out high left side. Now it's Trice, top of the key. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Piddington out high left side with it. Backdoor pass knocked away by Lauren Campbell. And Megan Lingenfelter comes up with it. 2:20 to play. Kelsey Legg to Lauren Campbell, left wing for three, short. Rebound Deja Range got pushed, puts it up, no good, but fouled from behind. It's going to go against Megan Piddington. That's her second, so Deja will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's got 2 points. 2:15 to play in the third. Streaks trail 31-22. So the only points here in the second half are the 2 3-pointers that Andrea Sampson hit till Deja hit that free throw right there. Back in, Letitia Billups for Moline. Also for the first time, Amari Davis, a 5'9 sophomore. Andrea Sampson back in for the Streaks. 31-23. And make it 24 as Deja hits both. Emily Minard checks in. She'll replace Deja Range. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Emily Minard up playing the ball.
A good two free throws there by Deja. She came in at just 44%. So if you can get 2 for 2, that's always a plus.
Teely gets it across. Now Crompton. Crompton down the left side of the lane. Kicks to Davis. She'll fire an 18-footer. Good. Wow. Came off the bench cold and put one through.
I think she was the second leading scorer in the sophomore game.
Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter, back to a nine-point lead, 33-24. Left wing, Andrea Sampson, they close out on her. She'll bring it back and swing it over to Kelsey Legg. Now down on the right block goes Yvonne Mixon. Got pushed out of the lane, no call. Billups made some contact with her. She turned to go up for the shot, and she ended up short on it. And Billups with a rebound. Now it's Teely. Long three-pointer left side is good. Wow.
Yeah, but at the same time, Lauren's got to get a hand in her face because you know she's not afraid to pull up.
Now Emily Minard gets it down on the left block, turns, fades away from Crompton, puts it up and in. Second basket for Emily, make it 36-26. Moline with a lead, 1:20 to play in the third. Trice with it on the dribble left side, and she'll fire a long three-pointer. I'm sure Coach Sandemore didn't want that one, but they got the rebound back. Went right back to Trice. She drives down, lays it up, missed it. Emily Minard lost the rebound, and it's going to go back to Moline. I'm wondering about their shot selection sometimes.
Well, but can't let that long rebound go back out either. I mean, that ball went off the rim and carried all the way back out to the volleyball spike line without the Streaks being able to pull it in.
1:05 to play in the quarter. Streaks trailing 36-26. This will be Davis inbound for the right baseline. And it comes to Teely on the baseline outside the three-point arc. Working against Kelsey Legg, now brings it out to the wing. Bounces for Crompton on the baseline, working against Yvonne Mixon. She'll bring it out to the wing. Now out high right side towards center court with 53 seconds to play. Streaks don't want to fall asleep here. They might look like they're going to work for one, but we're going to do a little one-on-one now, it looks like. Crompton right of the center circle with 43 seconds to play.
Well, if I was Yvonne, I would pressure Crompton, make her give the ball up.
Especially if the ball gets into Billups' hands, you're going to want to come out and pressure her. Now Yvonne does close out on Crompton. She gives way to Teeley. Teeley on the dribble. Top of the key. Dribbles right. 23 seconds to play. Now it's Trice with it with 20 out between the circles. She'll go right down the right side. Traveled. And, yep, Streaks going to get back. Tried to make a stop and couldn't hold her pivot foot. Streaks will get it back with 16.1 to play. Streaks would like to cut it to single digits here heading into the fourth quarter. 36-26 Moline, 8 seconds to play. Chloe McCarthy, 6. Now Andrea Sampson, right wing with 4. Now Kelsey Legg penetrates. Kicks to Chloe,
they're
left baseline.
And,
yep, Streaks don't even get the shot off. We have played 3 quarters of basketball. It is Moline 36, Galesburg 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for $1 or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get 1 for $1. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3 plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
The wind bites, the cold stings, even the light from the sun seems to cut right through you. You can squint your eyes, but when the light bounces off the snow, it's absolutely blinding. Not only are 30% of all traffic accidents caused by the blinding glare of the sun, but our eyes are exposed to a significant amount of damaging ultraviolet radiation. The only real way to protect yourself is with polarized sunglasses. And you can find a great selection of designer styles at Kehoe Eye Care.
Congratulations to Diana Wheeler of Abingdon. She was spotted wearing the gray WGIL button and won $100 cash. You can win too. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Streaks for the basketball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 36-26, outscored 14-10 in that third quarter. Kelsey Legg, right wing with it, on the dribble. Here's Yvonne Mixon, right side, drives down the right side of the lane, leans it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Yvonne. Only her second basket, make it 36-28. That's the one you would have hoped you would have got to end the third quarter and then have the possession to start the fourth quarter.
Right.
Maybe cut it to a 6-point lead. Trice out between the circles with it, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks out to Teeley, long three out high left side, good.
Jeez. Now she's hit her last three after she had only hit one of her first 9.
So she's got four
six,
of them.
One of her first 6.
18 points for Hannah Teeley. Andrea Sampson drives right side, pulls up with a 12-footer, good. So Andrea's still feeling it.
Making a strong push for that Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
The scoreboard only has her for 13. I have her for 16. Oh, no, you know what? I'm wrong because I had her. Oh, yeah, no. That's because I had a 3-pointer in the first half, right?
I have her for 17.
Yeah, 17. That should be right. Yeah.
Teeley again.
Wow. Teeley up top. Another 3-pointer back to back. She had 1 in the second quarter, 2 in the third, now 3 in the fourth. 42-30 rocks. Now Emily Miner misses a shot on the baseline. Billups with the rebound.
4 in a row now for Teeley. Billups just picked up her 9th rebound. Teeley's at 21.
Davis gives to Trice out high right side. Trice, top of the key, pulls back, steps up for the 3, missed it. And Yvonne Mixon tips out the rebound. Got away with going over the back of Billups there. Chloe McCarthy came away with it. Andrea Sampson right wing. To Kelsey. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Goes baseline, now picks up, kicks out to Kelsey between the circles. High post, it goes to Emily Miner, splits the defenders, up off the glass and in, and she's fouled. Split the defenders, got tripped up. I don't know if they're going to call Teeley or Billups on this one.
It looks like it was Billups, or no.
It was on Teeley. Okay, that's her Teeley. Second. So a nice move by Emily Miner. Basket and a chance at the 3-point play, 42-32. Streaks here. Okay, so I had Andrea for 8 in the first half. A couple of twos, a three, and one for two from the line. Then a couple of threes and a two here in the second half.
Yep.
Okay.
Doesn't have to offer them, so but we're on 16, the same page.
Yeah. Okay. As a free throw up and good by Emily Minert, and that cuts it back to a 9-point lead with 5:45 to play. Full court pressure. Deja Range in, playing the ball. Inbound comes to Billups.
Oh, they got her trapped.
And a timeout called by Tracy Santamore. Yeah, had her trapped up, and Billups is trying to dribble out of it, going the wrong way. So a 30-second timeout with 5:43 to play in the ballgame. Streets trail 42-33.
It's one of those where it really stinks that they had the rule that the bench could call the timeout, because Streaks probably would have gotten a turnover.
Coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg boys will play host to the United Township Panthers here at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you. Around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then on Saturday, the boys play host to St. Charles East. And that'll be a little bit earlier, 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. Illinois Fighting Illini Sunday morning, 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock tip out in Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. And then Eric and I will be back with you Monday night. We'll travel down to Jacksonville, where the Streaks will face the Crimsons in their final non-conference regular season game. Moline with the basketball, leading 42-33. Crompton on the dribble between the circles, working against Deja Range. Bounces for Roars. Roars goes right wing, picks up, looking for help. Now gives to Piddington out high right side. Down the block, try to get to Billups. Knocked away briefly by Yvonne Mixon. Billups got it back and airballed the shot. And now the ball got knocked away from Riley Jenkins. And I know Streaks wanted some contact there. Because if there wasn't contact, it should have been a travel on Riley, because she tried to was running with the ball, but I think they got her arm while she was trying to move with it. But the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Streaks get it back. Left baseline, Yvonne Mixon out high left side, Riley Jenkins. Back to Lauren Campbell, left baseline, fires a three. Good! Nice pick by set by Yvonne Mixon. Lauren Campbell gets the three up and in. First basket she's made tonight. And the Streaks, nearly get the turnover, but Teeley comes away with it to Riley Jenkins. Jenkins Gamble there just missed on a 42-36. Streaks trail under 5 minutes to play. Crompton in the center circle. Dribbles left.
Pushing off.
Yeah, and nice bounce pass to Billups, who lays it up and in. Yeah, she was pushing Deja out of the way as she was dribbling. And Billups lays it up and in. She's got 8, 44-36. Megan Lingenfelter, top of the key, right wing. Lauren Campbell dribbles right. Gets to Deja down on the right block into the paint to Yvonne at the free throw line. 15-footer up and good. Nice recognition by Deja. Had Billups there, turned and kicked it out to Yvonne in the backcourt. Crompton gets it across. This is Roars. 44-38 is the Moline lead. 4:10 to play in the ballgame. Piddington out between the circles. Dribbles right. Gets to Billups out high right side. And she's just going to hold on. Finally, Yvonne comes out and guards her. Billups on the dribble. Picks up. Gets to Crompton out high right side with under 4 minutes to play now. Crompton. Dribbles left, gives to Teeley. Teeley penetrates to the free throw line, gives to Piddington right wing, right baseline to Billups. Back out to Crompton, out high on the left side. Crompton down the left side of the lane, stops, leans in, puts it up, missed the shot. But the rebound brought away, Piddington kept alive. Now Teeley, another three, missed that one. Crompton couldn't run down that rebound, though, and it's going to go back to the Streaks with 3:34 to play. Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson check back in for the Streaks.
Crompton has her, 21st straight double-double?
Yep. 21st now.
10 points. She has 14 rebounds.
All right. Back in for the Streaks. Kelsey Legg. Andrea Sampson. Emily Minert in as well.
Andrea, shoot that.
Lauren Campbell left side. Now it's Kelsey Legg in the center circle. She's got to play with a little more urgency now. Andrea Sampson with it.
How hot Andrea has been. If she can get a good look at three, I would just let it fly.
Now Lauren Campbell steps back, puts one up, can't hit. And Yvonne Mixon grabs the rebound, kept it alive, but then lost it out of bounds. She ran it down, then couldn't hold on to it, falls out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Maroons with 3:11 to play.
Right there, I would like to see Yvonne just grab the ball instead of going into the dribble. I think that kind of threw her off a little bit, heading towards the corner.
Streaks trail by 6. Roars gets to Piddington. Piddington to Billups, down on the block. Dribbles in, tries to reverse a travel with a no call, but the shot was blocked by Emily Minor. How do you not call that travel? My goodness. Left wing, Lauren Campbell for three, short. And the rebound comes out to Roars for Moline. And now Crompton will just walk it up with 2:47 to play. She'll bring it across midcourt, met by Emily Minard, and timeout called by Tracy Santamore. And this will be another 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout with 2:44 to play.
It looks like it's going to be a full timeout.
Oh, now they changed it. Full timeout. All right, we'll take one as well. Streaks trail 44-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
After the Silver Streaks boys basketball team got a tough win on the road at UT in December, the Streaks will go for the sweep tomorrow. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage from Field Gym tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Silver Streak girls basketball. Though, yes, I'm just distributing licorice left
and
right.
out of a press position.
Streaks trail 44-38. Moline with a basketball to start the fourth quarter. With 2:44 to play in the fourth quarter here. Crompton on the dribble with it. They're going to try to spread the free. Near steal. Yeah, Megan Lingenfeld, a great job keeping it alive. Knocked it away and then came away with the steal.
Streaks have a chance to get this under six.
Right wing for three. Missed it. Rebound. Yvonne on the weak side up off the glass and in. Six for Yvonne in the quarter. Eight in the ball game. Make it 44-40. Moline, 2:15 to play. Crompton left to the center circle. Bounces right for Fowler into the ballgame for the Maroons. Fowler to Crompton between the circles. Dribbles right. And now it's stolen away by Megan Lingenfelter again. Kelsey Legg with it, right wing. Brings it back out, gives to Andrea Sampson. She'll fire the long three straight on. Up the rim short, and the rebound comes down to Davis. On target on that one, a little bit short for Andrea Sampson. So the Streaks can make a comeback here. Megan Lingenfelter in the running now for that Dave's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game with a couple of big steals here. Let's see if we can get another one.
Illegal screen.
An illegal screen called on Fiona Roers, and the Streaks will get it back with 1:39 to play. Just the fourth team foul.
Well, Pennington just got away with one with Emily on the defense. And I think that Coach Massey probably made the officials aware because Emily got hit with a moving screen by Pennington. So then this time down, I think they were looking for it, and sure enough, Roers did the exact same thing, getting in the way and moving with Emily.
Full timeout, 1:39 to play, 44-40 Moline. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
I'm Will Stevenson. We'll talk with Republican Illinois Attorney General candidate Gary Grasso when you join me tomorrow night at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News here on WGIL.
1:39 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 44-40. Galesburg with the basketball. They'll inbound in the backcourt. Megan Lingenfelter, Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon, Deja Range in for the Streaks. Out high right side, Andrea Sampson with it. Goes to the wing, kicks back out to Kelsey. Top of the key, it goes to Megan. Left baseline to Andrea. She'll bring it back out to the wing. Gives to Megan, top of the key. Near turnover, Megan able to run it down. Now Kelsey Legg with it. Streaks need to get a good look at it. Megan, right wing, top of the key. Andrea stops, fires a three, missed it, and the rebound knocked away from Pennington. Megan Lingenfelter comes up with a no good, but she's fouled. And I think it's going to go against Pennington.
That ball kind of ricocheted down because it came off hard off the backboard, and that ball just kind of ricocheted out of hands until finally Megan was able to get both of hers on it and get it back up towards the rim.
First free throw up and good for Megan Lingenfelter. Pennington picked up her third foul. Make it 44-41. 1:13 to play in the ball game.
Megan just 5 of 11.
Oh, that second one ended out no good.
From the line.
Crompton with the rebound. Now it's Trice with it in the backcourt, met by Kelsey Legg, right at the center circle. 104 to play. Streaks looking for the steal, but got to get a little more aggressive defensively here. Now under a minute to play. Trice gets to Crompton. Crompton has not shot well from the free throw. You might want to think about reaching in on her. Crompton with 51 seconds play drives in. And now it's Fowler fresh into the game. And now a good job by Yvonne Mixon bodying up on her. But that's going to be, that's her fourth foul. But I don't know about Fowler. That might be the one you want to foul.
It's not a terrible situation because I didn't realize they're not even close to the
bonus.
You're going to have to put some fouls on the board anyway.
So that's only 14 fouls on the streak. So Yvonne can't foul now. 30-second timeout now called by Coach Massey.
Well, four fouls on the streak, so they have to foul three more times to get in the line. So, but you want to foul going for the ball because if the official doesn't call it and you get the ball loose, then you might be able to get a rough steal out of them.
And if they make the call correctly, and if you just push, they can call it an intentional foul.
That's true. That's true.
Which we don't see. Like at the end of the sophomore game, it happened a few times, and it was not called that way.
If I'm the Streaks, I'm coming out, I'm being real aggressive on the ball handlers and trying to pry that ball out, make the official make a judgment call on whether it's a foul or a clean steal.
Well, Billups not in the lineup. Fowler in for Billups.
Which is crazy because Billups is 4-4.
Oh, and the ball knocked to the backcourt by Kelsey Legg.
Trice, unbelievably, she just let that ball go. And that was a situation where the ball was Kelsey wasn't going to be able to catch up to it ultimately, but it looked like she had a shot at it.
Yeah. So full court pressure now. Somebody's got to pick up Crompton. Here we go. Now Megan Lingenfelter bumps into in the backcourt. Again, not a bad foul. That is five team fouls, and that is just a second on Megan. And when it comes to the free throws, Crompton has not, at least tonight, has not shot well from the line, 2-for-4.
I'd be tempted to put somebody a little quicker in the game to try to get a steal if they try to go to Crompton again.
Pittington inbound in the backcourt, 39.4 to play. And it comes to Teeley. That's probably not the one you want to foul, Kelsey reached in on her. No, I think that was six.
That's what I thought. That should be six, so there should be one more they
Kelsey
need.
Kelsey turned her ankle a little bit on that play. She's hobbling just a little bit, trying to kind of walk it off there.
Well, now Billups is back in to shoot free throws.
And Coach Massey, another timeout. Man, this is a full timeout. 37 seconds to play. We'll go ahead and take one as well. Streaks trail 44-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Will Stevenson from WGIL reminding you that you're invited to the Western Illinois Nature Group's annual meeting. It will be held Sunday, March 11th at 2 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Galesburg. An upcoming bird nest box project will be discussed. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
37 seconds to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons 44-41. Moline with the basketball. And now each Streaks foul, the Maroons will go to the free throw line. We'll see how quickly they foul. Hopefully you go to, obviously you go for the steal first, and if you get pick up the foul that way, that's what you have to do.
Well, there's 7 seconds left, and it's a one-possession game. I would be tempted to let it play out a little bit because Moline thinks you're going to foul.
And it comes to Trice, and
That looked like they could have, I guess the possession arrow is to Moline, but it looked like they could have tied her up.
Yeah, that's
she
what
was
I thought.
The ball right out in front of her.
Yeah, and it looked like Kelsey grabbed it, and Trice pulling it backwards fell down backwards, so Braylee Trice will go to the free throw line. She was 1-for-2, and she's got a chance of the one-up bonus here with 35.6 to play.
Big thing here, you've got to box out. You can't let them get a rebound here if she misses the first one.
So Braylee Trice, free throw, made the first. That was the important one for him. Makes it a two-possession game now.
For all intents and purposes.
Right. 35.6 to play, 45-41 Moline. Braylee Trice at the free throw line, second shot up, and that one is good. And now Tracy Santamore calls a timeout. 35.6 to play. That's a full timeout. We'll keep it right here. 46-41 is the Moline lead. So one of the things in a situation like this where the Streaks have struggled a bit is you got to come down quickly. and you can't necessarily get into your offense. You got to come down and get a shot up, and that's
right.
Something they've struggled doing at times when they really need to get a shot. Sometimes they come down and try to run the offense and get pushed away from the basket like they have all night. And when you gotta just try to get down and get a shot off, maybe get to the basket and get some contact, or look for the open three. You penetrate, and if the defense collapses, you dump it off either under the basket or for the perimeter shot.
Yeah, you just need, and this is where in the years past where the Streaks have had that great penetrator, that Reyna goalie or that Lever, the girl that could just penetrate, collapse the defense if the opening was there, finish the layup, and if not, then kick it out. We've seen a little bit of that from Kelsey, but she's really going to hit the gas. And if they come out in that 2-3, which I kind of feel like if I'm Coach Santamore, I'm switching the defense up here and going man-to-man.
Yep.
But if they come out in that 2-3 again, which they're not going to, they're going to pick up man-to-man, it looks like.
Yep. So, and again, this is where Kelsey should just take it and go. So Kelsey has it. Full court press. Now breaks it, gets across midcourt right side as Pennington reaches
in on
her.
She's got Pennington on her. She's got to go.
And now they call
her. That was a weird foul to take right there, because this should put the Streaks at the free throw line, right?
No, I think that's six.
Oh, they just put it up there really quick.
But still, I'm not even sure where the foul was, because she was kind of riding her coming down the court, and then I'm not sure where that one came from. Now Kelsey with it, right wing.
Got to go.
Now with 25.
No.
And the pass nearly stolen away, and now... Now, come on.
Yeah,
reaching for the ball, and Trice ran into her arm. Megan Lingenfelder got called for the foul. That's going to put Trice back at the free throw line with 21.7 to play. But, yeah, just tough pass here, trying to get it to Megan, and Trice got into the passing lane there, stole it away or tapped it away. And then Megan Lingenfelder called for her third foul.
Well, you got to be in attack mode there, and swinging around the perimeter isn't in attack mode.
Trice.
That would have been a good place for a driving kick right there.
Now it's 47-41 with 21.7 seconds to play, and Coach Santamore calls the players off the lane. They're all in the backcourt now with the exception of the shooter, while now Pittington standing in the center circle as Trice goes up and calmly sinks the second.
Now it's a three-possession game.
Kelsey Legg drives, and ball pass kicked away by Teeley. Goes off her foot, so Streaks will have it on the near sideline. Emily Miner's now gone to the same tailor as Rebeal.
I know. I saw that earlier.
Bounce comes to Andrea Sampson. Now back to Megan. Fires a three right wing. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Emily Meinert. Drives in. Kicks out to Andrea left wing. Fires a right wing. Fires a long three. Missed it. Rebound brought down by Crompton for the Maroons as Yvonne Mixon reaching in. Now she's going to back off, and the Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons. Final score, Moline 48, Galesburg 41. Good comeback by the Streaks. Just not enough, though. Streaks fall 48-41. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats and name our day's all-righty crunch time player of the game. Moline beats Galesburg 48-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at Sabrina's Bridal Prom and Formal Wear in downtown Galesburg and Alley Oops Diner and Lanes in Abingdon. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear skies for tonight, a low down around 0, wind chill readings of 13 below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high of 23, wind chill of 13 below, and tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 17. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 13 degrees.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith there, Gibson, as the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons by a final of 48-41. Streaks now had their opportunities. Got outscored in that, Moline 15-12 in that fourth quarter. Just wasn't enough. Cut it to two, and just really couldn't get over the hump. And fall to defeat to the Maroons, 48-41, the final score, with two regular season games left, a non-conference game Monday night at Jacksonville, and of course we will have the Quincy Blue Devils here at John Thiel Gym coming up a week from tonight. So Streaks fall back below 500 at 14-15, and it's just kind of been typical of this season, honestly.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing was, you're right, they had it right there and just unfortunately weren't able to get over the hump, but you know, you got to do the little things. You knew coming in you couldn't let them dominate the boards, and for most of this game, they dominated the boards. You knew coming in that you were going to need to limit turnovers, and the Streaks actually did a good job with that. They only turned the ball over 10 times in this ball game. But that being said, down in crunch time, you needed a big shot to go in, and then the shots weren't falling.
So the Streaks, two games against Moline, a total of 21 turnovers, which is not bad compared to a lot of games we've had this season, but they just couldn't put the ball in the basket. And I guess a lot of times the turnovers were in key spots, although there wasn't a lot. They were in some key spots down the stretch, and sometimes when they had made a run there earlier in the game as well. And cut it to 4 once, then cut it to 2 once, and just quickly back to a 9-point lead, and then had to foul there at the end. And the Streaks fall 48-41 was the final score. So the Streaks 14-15 on the year. They're 3-6 in the Western Big Six. Moline now 17-10 overall. They are 8-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. And our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, again, not unlike the game up there, we saw some good things from your team. You protected the ball pretty well. We had you for 11 turnovers in the game, or I'm sorry, 10 turnovers in the game. Some of them, though, that happened were in kind of key spots, though.
Probably, yeah. We talked about it in the pregame of we're improved, but that we don't always, it's not always visible with it. But I thought like tonight, of in terms of our guards attacking some gaps of the zone, of moving the ball, our post players being active, I thought we did good things. You know, that we just didn't get rewarded by making shots.
You know, one of the tough things about their 2-3 zone is even when you get it to the post, especially in the low block, they're just so big and long, it's tough to get anything down low against them.
Right. You know, and it's funny because on paper we've played teams that have taller posts than them, but they're definitely harder to finish on. And, I thought, maybe whether it's their physicalness, combination physicalness and size, but I thought there were some times where when we got it inside, you could tell our post just didn't feel comfortable. That, you know, normally they're going to get it and explode and take it up, and that just wasn't there.
You early in the game, you struggled from the field, especially in that first quarter, but came along, and Andrea hit a couple of threes there to kind of get to end the half, and then a couple of there in the third quarter. But other than that, like you said, just you weren't getting the reward at the end. You moved the ball well, and I thought the defense was overall pretty good. You had a couple times where they got, I think, behind you more so in the first half, though. But, gosh, you had a couple opportunities once where you'd cut it to four, then quickly they went back to nine, and then in that fourth quarter you cut it to two, and you think, okay, here we go, and then just, you know, a key turnover and then not being able to knock one down.
Right, yeah. I think throughout the game, you know, one of the things we struggled with was their offensive rebounds, and it wouldn't like to see it, but is the number of times that they missed a shot and then got their own offensive rebounds was they're just good at it.
Yeah, because it seemed like we talked about Billups in particular doesn't jump very well, but she got such a big body, and when we went for the block and she missed short, it was coming right back down into her hands quite often.
Right, yeah, and it's kind of like they're physical enough that they miss a shot and they kind of push us under the basket, and then we're kind of still finishing the shot play and not ready to move on to the block out.
Well, two games left in the regular season. Of course, Monday we'll take a long trip down to Jacksonville. They're a team that struggled this year, so it would be nice to kind of get that one, kind of get back on your feet again, and then have a Quincy team coming here. And again, two winnable games to wrap up the regular season.
They are, and but like this was too.
Yeah.
What we've got to do, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We've just got to battle through and stay after it. You know, we've got two games of the regular season, and we've got some practices, and then go into the tournament. And what we got to do is just, like here, I don't think it's a case that we go in the locker room afterwards and say, like some games this year where you kind of have a regret of saying, gosh, we didn't keep playing hard. I thought we kept playing hard, and we got down, and, it would have been easy to end up just fold, and we came back and competed, and that's what we've got to do at the end of the season here. We've just got to keep competing.
Yeah, I mean, because postseason gets here, and as we've talked about, when your team is playing well and all things are working, they're a really good team, so you like to take your chances in the postseason with a team like this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've got to just keep plugging away. This is a time of the season where you just got to kind of, push through and be gritty. That, a lot of times teams that are, a little bit more gritty are able to get the job done down the stretch. And so hopefully if the effort that we had tonight, that we just keep that and we keep going.
Coach, thanks for your time. As always, appreciate it. We'll talk with you Monday night.
Thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our postgame stats. Also got coming up our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 48-41. The final. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
We are now at a point of voting for the lesser of two evils. But that, in and of itself,
is the problem.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streaks fall 48-41 is the final score as they fall to the Moline Maroon. Streaks now 14-15 on the year, 3-6 in the Western Big Six Conference. Moline picked up their 17th win against 10 losses, 8-2 in the Western Big Six as they actually wrapped up their conference season. They've got a couple of games against non-conference teams, one from... I'm trying to think that there's like an Iowa team on their schedule. I can't remember who else, but both non-conference games that they've got left. So, you know, one of the things Coach mentioned, and we talked about this in the pregame, and he mentioned again in the postgame that, you know, there's improvement, but you don't see it all the time. But the thing he did mention that I have noticed the difference in, and I won't even necessarily say effort, but early in the season when they got down, you saw a definite change in body language. When things, you know, they cut it to 2 and then drop back down by 9 or whatever the case would be, early in the season you saw a change in body language. And they didn't quit playing. They still play, but just you could tell that they lost all confidence. I'm not seeing that anymore, which is a good sign. But still, there's some mistakes that you're making late in a ball game that you would hope at this point of the season you wouldn't be.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you see them, they're still competing. They're
right.
Still competing late
right.
In games when they, you know, could fold their tent, you know, up and just go home. But the competition level is still there. The big thing, though, for the Streaks going forward is you got to find ways to get over the hump. I mean, you have two regular season games left to go. You're one game under 500, so you're either going to finish the season, you're right on the cusp, you're either going to finish under 500. You know, we would hope that Monday will be a win, so you'll be at 500 going into senior night against Quincy. And that, you know, there's no guarantees there. Quincy's losing tonight to UT, which
right.
That would be good to get them a little off their game. But they've had some big wins recently, and so the big thing for the Streaks is you want that momentum going in. So you don't want to come out win Monday, then lose again on Thursday, and then come back the following week against whoever, Canton, whoever you're matched up with, not feeling like you have that confidence. It'd be nice to go into the postseason with a little swagger with 2 straight wins
and be above 500. It
right.
Would put us at 16-15 if that's the case. Yeah, you know, Monday we're coming in against a team that the most likely by Monday they're going to be 1-24 because
right.
They've got Lanphier and Springfield High their last two games this week. I think I don't know if it was tonight and Saturday or something like that. So they lost bad to both of them already. So more than likely we're going to see a team that we should, you know, even if we have a game with a lot of turnovers, that's one that should be a win for us. But hopefully that, because we haven't seen that as much anymore, and especially against a team that's not as talented as us, we haven't seen that so much either. So hopefully that'll give them a little confidence, like you said, going into that Quincy game. And again, definitely a winnable game because we still felt down there. I mean, we just turned the ball over so much, and we still had opportunities in that game. So you feel that you just cut down the turnovers a little bit, and playing at home at a senior night, that you're going to have a pretty good shot at that game too. But again, keep that confidence, keep that swagger a little bit, like you said.
Yep.
All right, our postgame stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg, by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Scoring-wise, Streaks with one player in double figures. That was Andrea Sampson. Hit 3 twos, 3 threes, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points for Yvonne Mixon. She had a basket in the first quarter and then 3 in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Emily Minert on 3 baskets, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. 4 points for Deja Range on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Lauren Campbell on a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. 2 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, 0 for 1 from the line. 1 point for Megan Lingenfelter, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks 3 three-pointers in the game, 5 for 8 from the line. For the Moline Maroons, they were led by Hannah Teeley with 22 points, a couple of twos, 5 threes, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 10 points for Alana Crompton, her 21st straight double-double. Eric will get to the rebounding numbers coming up. Let's see, she had 4 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line. 8 points for Letitia Billups, 2 baskets, 4 for 4 from the line. 5 points for Braylee Trice on 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 2 points for Megan Piddington on a basket, 0 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Amari Davis on a basket. They were 13 for 17 from the line, 5 three-pointers in the ballgame, all by Hannah Teeley.
Moline turned the ball over 15 times in this one. Streaks only turned it over 10 times, so that's a good number for the Streaks. Streaks were out-rebounded 38-30, and that was on the strength of another double-double, as Tom told you about, by Alana Crompton. She finished with 16 rebounds in the game, and Billups finished with 9, so 25 from just the two of them. Oh, offensive rebounds, Streaks actually... I had to have counted that number wrong. Streaks were out-rebounded 18-17 on the offensive end. Shooting, 15 of 45 for Moline, 5 of 14 from distance. Streaks were 16 of 51, 4 of 25 from distance. So Streaks did not shoot the ball that well from downtown. In fact, Andrea Sampson was lighting up the nets there for a minute. She was 3 of 7, it hit 3 in a row, and then she finished by missing her last 4. So kind of fizzled out from there. Now some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Emily Minert, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Yvonne Mixon had 4 rebounds and an assist. Deja Range had 3 boards and an assist. Lauren Campbell, 2 boards and an assist. Chloe McCarthy, 2 rebounds and an assist. Andrea Sampson, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Megan Lingenfelter, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals. 3 rebounds, 1 assist for Riley Jenkins. And 1 rebound, 2 assists for Kelsey Legg. And Tom and I noticed that there was something going on down on the floor during the after the game.
Moline players were celebrating something.
Right. Hannah Teeley set the new Moline record for single season threes as she's up over 75 now. Hmm. She's at least at 76.
Well, not surprising if she shot the rest of the season the way she shot it here tonight. Which I don't think she hit like that the first time we played. She might have had a couple, but not like that.
I feel like she had a couple here. I can tell you in just 1 second against us last time. She finished 2 of 7 from downtown.
Okay. Yeah. And she started actually kind of slow tonight.
Oh, yeah. She was, one of 6 tonight and then hit 4 of her last 5. And that was really, I mean, you want to talk about the difference maker? I would say the two difference makers were Teeley's last 4 threes that she hit and then the 4 for 4 Trice was for the from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. In the first quarter, going into the second quarter, Moline finished on an 11-0 run to jump out to a 15-4 lead against the Streaks. And then in the third quarter, there was a 7-0 run, which took the score from 24-22 up to 31-22. So, unfortunately for the Streaks, they saw two of those runs against them, and they weren't able to get a huge one of their own.
Streaks fall 48-41. Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks fall 48-41 to the Moline Maroons. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, and John Thiel. Jim, couple of regular season games left Monday night. We'll travel down to Jacksonville to take on the Crimsons. And then a week from tonight, senior night here at John Thiel Gym, as the Streaks will play host to the Quincy Blue Devils. We'll find out tomorrow afternoon who the Streaks will play in the postseason. The likely scenario is that they'll play the Canton Little Giants down at McComb, which would be probably a Tuesday night game because there will be a play-in game Monday night, and then we would play Tuesday night in a semifinal. And then Dunlap would probably play the winner of the two low seeds there. That's a likely scenario, but we'll let you know for sure when we find that out late tomorrow afternoon. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tough one here tonight as the Streaks did some good things, but just not always at the right time. And we talked a little bit about Andrea Sampson hit 3 threes there, one to end the first half, and then a couple to start the third quarter, and that kind of got the Streaks back into it. Andrea went a little bit cold after that, though, and Yvonne Mixon, always a great hustle, but not the rebound total she normally does, but had those 6 points in the fourth quarter to help kind of get the Streaks back in it. But one of the things that really triggered the Streaks little bit of a comeback and kind of giving them a shot there in the fourth quarter. This young lady only had 1 point, didn't shoot the ball well tonight, only had was one of two from the free throw line, but did some other things and really some big things there late to kind of help the Streaks out and give them a chance.
Yeah, and we're going to go with senior Megan Lienfelter. She finishes the game with 1 point, 5 rebounds. 3 of those were offensive rebounds, including one in the fourth quarter, an assist, 3 steals, and the 2 big steals there in the fourth quarter that gave the Streaks a shot and, you know, gave them a couple looks there late in the game to try to get back into a tie or take the lead.
So Megan Lienfelter, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys in action here at John Thiel Gym. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman will be here for that. They'll play host to the United Township Panthers, and they'll take the air around 7:06, 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then the Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, they'll play St. Charles East here at Thiel. 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. And then Sunday morning, the Illinois Fighting Illini will be on the road in Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. That'll be a 10 o'clock pregame and 11 o'clock for the tip. You can hear that here on WGIL. Monday night, Eric and I will be down in Jacksonville around 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 for the tip here on WGIL. Then we'll wrap up the regular season on Thursday night. Streaks fall 48-41, the final score. Thanks to our studio engineer, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, Tom Arrow, to say goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.